说我们晚上因为是聚集在你面前
Lord, once again as we are gathered together before thee
我们都来仰望这一位乐意向人说话的神
We look to, get to this God who is willing to speak to man
求你借助赐人智慧和启示的灵今天晚上帮你从前说的话向我们再说一遍
And we ask you through the spirit of wisdom and revelation to speak to us once again thy spoken word
主我们实在需要你向我们说话
Lord indeed we need for you to speak to us
如果你不向我们说话我们就如将死的人一样
If you do not speak to us we're like those who are dead
你的话向我们一解开就叫我们活了
And when thy words are open up to us it will cause us to live
因此我们仰望我们的神
Therefore we look to our God
显明你的宝座在这一个地方
We ask you to manifest your throne here
从宝座上向我们说话
That you will speak to us from thy throne
叫我们里面明亮起来
So that within we can be enlightened
可以跟上你所定规的一切
So that we can follow on to all that you have will
如果我们要向你低头敬拜
Lord we have to bow our head and worship you
因为在你的荣耀的旨意的里边你所安排的一切都是那样的奇妙
Because in all of thy glorious will all thou has arranged is so wonderful
你是用你生命的大能来成全你所要做的
and you use the might of thy life to accomplish what you will do
你把我们带到尽头的时候我们就看见全是生命的丰富的洋溢
and when you lead us to the end we can see it is the overflowing of life
但是我们的主你叫我们不是只是看见表面的现象
so Lord we ask that you allow for us not only to see the phenomenon externally
你要叫我们看见你在这一些事上你所经历的
so that we can see all that you have experienced upon these things
并我们在你的路上我们所经历的
and what we would experience upon thy path
看你怎样把你的自己的所有做成我们的所有
so that we can see how you have made all that you have become ours
主我们实在不能不向你低头敬拜
Lord we cannot but bow head and worship thee
因为越看你手中所做的工我们越没有办法拒绝对你那绝对的毫无保留的拣选
because the more we see the work of thy hand we cannot but withhold nothing and choose what you have done
主啊但愿晚上这一段时间叫我们里面充满了你自己的荣耀和喜乐
Lord may this evening's time be filled with your glory and your joy
也保守着我们长远地活在这个荣耀和喜乐的当中
and that you'll keep us forever dwelling in this glory and joy
赞美要归给你
all praises to thee
但愿祝福临到仰望等候你的人
and blessings upon the one who waits and looks upon thee
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray and look in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen我们在启示录二十一章的里头继续往前面去看
We'll continue to look on from Revelation chapter 21
我们上次看到新天新地在白色大宝座的审判完毕以后就显出来了
Last time we saw that after the judgment of the great white throne that the new heaven and new earth was manifested
新天新地一显出来的时候那也就是神呢创世以前的那个新地成全的
And when new heaven and new earth is manifested, that is the original heart of God in creation that was completed.
他要在人的当中支搭他的帐幕。
That he will make his tabernacle in the midst of man.
他要与人同住。
That he will dwell with them.
他要用他所有的来做人的供应。
That he will use all that he has to be man's provision.
另一个时候人也毫无保留的去享用
And at that time, man could, without any reservation, to enjoy all that God has. We thank God. Because at the beginning of this thing is God. The process is God. At the end, it is still also God. And so as we continue forward tonight,
we can see God in the life
We can see then the central point of the eternal will of God.
新天新地是万有都在 神的面前得了释放。
In new heaven and new earth, it is all creation has been free before God.
但在这一个完全释放，或者说完全给神的荣耀来供应、来充满的光景里。
But in this full liberty or in this condition, when the glory of God is their provision,
是有一个中心的事实的。
Now there's a central fact.
而这一个中心的事实。
And the central fact
和新天新地的能出现有非常密切的关系。
Is also closely related to the fact that new heaven and new earth can appear.
所以在新天新地显明出来的时候。
So as new heaven and new earth appears,
神也特别把新天新地的那个焦点摆出来。
God also reveals to us the focal point of the appearing of new heaven and new earth.
这个焦点是什么呢？
Now what is that focal point?
这个焦点就是在荣耀中的教会。
That focus is the church in glory.
也就是我们提到那个从天而降的新耶路撒冷城。
And that is also the city that descended from heaven, the New Jerusalem.
那现在我们来看看这一个新耶路撒冷是怎样显在约翰的眼中。
And so now let us take a look and see how this new Jerusalem is manifested before the sight of John.
当然这个显出 是一个启示。
And of course this appearance is a revelation.
但这个启示却是有一个事实做根据。
But in this revelation there is a fact as its foundation.
因为新耶路撒冷的建造不是一个幻想。
Because the building of the New Jerusalem is not just a thought.
也不仅是神做工的蓝图。
And it is not only the blueprint to God's work.
它实实在在的神做工的目的。
But it is indeed the very purpose of God's work.
那所以现在神把新耶路撒冷显出来的时候。
And so God, as he reveals New Jerusalem now,
我们的留意那个过程是怎样。
Let's pay attention to how that process is.
第九节
Verse 9
弟兄姊妹可以看到
Brothers and sisters you can see
拿着七个金碗盛满幕后七斋的七位天使中有一位来对我说你到这里来我要将心腹就是羔羊的七指给你看
And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me sayingCome here, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife.
那结果约翰就看见新耶路撒冷。
And so as a result, John saw the New Jerusalem.
那我们就知道这个新耶路撒冷就是羔羊的妻。
Then we know that this New Jerusalem is the Lamb's wife.
而也就是新妇。
And that's also the bride.
但是我要弟兄姊妹你要去注意的。
But what I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to
是这一个新耶路撒冷显出来的那个基础在哪里？
It is that where is the foundation for this new Jerusalem to be manifested?
我在启示录二十一章里边提到新耶路撒冷的出现。
In Revelation chapter 21, when it tells us of the appearing of the new Jerusalem,
有前与后两段的记载。
There are two recordings, the first and second part.
前一段的记载不是很多。
Now the first recording is not many.
幕后的那个记载就比较多一些。
Now the second recording is more detailed.
但是这两处的记载跟耶路撒冷的显现是很有密切的关系。
But in these two passages, it records for us, it is very closely related to the appearing of New Jerusalem.
我们先看显明以前的那是什么。
Now let us see.What is before New Jerusalem appears?
那虽然这个是启示
And even though this is a revelation
是意象
It is a vision
但是我们晓得
But we understand
从我们的主降临迎娶新妇的时候来算起
From our Lord's descent until he receives the bride
到现在新耶路撒冷出现
And now New Jerusalem appears
当中就经过了一千年。
In the midst of that is 1,000 years.
虽然这个是意象。
Even though this is a vision.
时间的观念在这里起不了什么作用。
Now the concept of time here has not much function at all.
但是我们必须掌握这个事实。
But we must grasp this fact.
就是从国度的开始到新耶路撒冷的显出。
That is from the beginning of the kingdom into the manifestation of the New Jerusalem.
当中经过了一千年。
In the midst, there's 1,000 years.
但是在国度显明以前。
But before the kingdom appears,
那全地要经过大灾难。
The whole earth will go through the great tribulation.
大灾难完毕了，国度才出现。
And after the great tribulation is finished, then the kingdom will appear.
那大灾难的结束在什么地方呢？
Now where does the great tribulation end?
按照我们过去所看到的经文，
According to the scripture we saw in the past,
大灾难的结束是结束在那七个碗，乘着神大怒的七个碗都倒完了。
Now the great tribulation ends with the 7 vials full of the wrath of God has been completely poured out.
那为什么你掌握这一点？
Now brothers and sisters, grasp that point.
七个碗倒完了。
And after these 7 vials have been poured out,
一千年以前，
that is before the 1,000 years.
但是现在提到新耶路撒冷出现的时候，
but now as it mentions the appearing of the New Jerusalem,
好像又和拿着那七个碗的那七个天使又扯上关系。
It seems as if now it's connected again with those 7 angels who have the 7 vials.
我们觉得这个时候还扯上七个碗，拿着七个碗的那个天使，有什么道理呢？
Then we'll feel what is the logic in connecting the 7 angels with the 7 vials here at this point.
如果按照历史的事实，这是老早就已经过去了的事。
Now according to the facts in history, then it seems like this has passed a long ago.
怎么现在新耶路撒冷的启示要跟他们发生关系？
Why is it that now under the revelation of the New Jerusalem has any relationship to do with them?
我们只要发现这一个点，
Now brothers and sisters, if we take note of that point,
我们就应当已经找到答案了。
Then we should already found the answer.
因为七个碗是称为神的大怒的七个碗。
Because these 7 vials are the 7 vials full of God's wrath.
这七个碗倒尽的时候，
Now when these 7 vials are poured out,
那也就是说神的公义的愤怒已经倒光了。
That also means that the righteous wrath of God has been completely poured out.
也就是说，神公义的要求已经是满足了。
In other words, then that means the righteous requirement of God has already been satisfied.
就是这一个点。
And that is that point.
这个时候你就看到了。
So brothers and sisters, then you can see
神的旨意的成全。
The accomplishing of the will of God.
不能只是单单成全在神的怜悯。
Cannot only merely be accomplished on the side of God's mercy.
当然不能缺少神的怜悯。
Of course, you cannot lack God's mercy.
但是当神的怜悯显明出来的时候，
But when God's mercy is manifested,
神从来没有降低他公义的要求。
God has never lowered his standard of righteousness.
所以现在新耶路撒冷显出来的时候，
And so now as New Jerusalem appears,
神没有让其他的天使来领着约翰去看心腹。
God did not allow for any other angels to lead John to look at the bride.
神是安排七个天使当中的一个。
But God uses one of the 7 angels.
这很明显给我们看见。
Very apparently that shows us.
心腹的显出乃是基于神公义要求得着满足。
The appearing of the bride is based upon the righteous requirement of God being satisfied.
这里没有提这七个天使是究竟是哪一个天使。
Here did not mention which one of the 7 angels is.
因为这七个天使每个人都拿一个碗。
Because all 7 angels each had a vial.
但他们不是七个碗，七个天使都一起来。
But it was not all 7 angels coming together.
那只是七个天使当中的一个。
But it's only one of the 7 angels.
那神的话又不说究竟是哪一个？
And also the word of God does not tell us who.
但是我们从原则上来去体会。
But from our understanding and the principle,
我们绝对有理由相信。
Then we can absolutely believe.
是拿着第七个碗的那个天使。
It is the angel who had the 7th vial.
这个可能性是很高的。
Now that's very possible.
因为到第七个碗倒下来的时候，
Because after the 7th vial has been poured out,
人要做的就做成了。
God has finished all that he is to do.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那在这我们就看到，
So here we can see,
新天新地的 显出
the appearing of the new heaven and new earth
和新耶路撒冷的彰显
and the manifestation of the new Jerusalem
是基于一个神公义完全满足的这个基础上
It is based upon this foundation that the righteousness of God is completely satisfied
那现在就七个这个天使就来了
and so now this angel comes
来对约翰说
and he speaks to John
他说你到这儿来
saying I come here
我要将心腹就是羔羊的妻子给你看
I will show you the bride the lamb's wife
那为什么要特别指出羔羊的妻子
Now why is it pointing out especially the lamb's wife?
我们提过了
We have made mention
因为羔羊的妻就是教会
Because the lamb's wife is the church
教会是神永远旨意成就的时候的那个关键
The wife is the key to the eternal will of God being accomplished
如果教会没有达到神所要的那个安排的要求
If the church has not attained to the requirement that God has arranged
国度是不能来的
Then the kingdom will not come
我们一直都提说这一点
We have continually mentioned that
如果国度不能来
If the kingdom cannot come
那新天新地就更不能来了
Then even more so new heaven and new earth cannot come
所以要新天新地出现
So in order for new heaven and new earth to appear
就先要叫国度的这个事实完成
First, then the fact of the kingdom must be complete
你要国度的事实完成
And in order for the fact of the kingdom to be complete
你一定要让国度有显明的条件
You must first allow for the kingdom to be manifested
如果连显明都不可能那怎么可以完成
And if it cannot appear, then how can it be finished
但是要叫国度有显明的条件
But in order for the kingdom to be allowed to appear
那就没有办法忽略教会的长成
then you cannot neglect the maturity of the church
那因此
Therefore,
教会是神永远的计划成就的关键
the church is the key of the eternal purpose of God being accomplished
所以也就成了新天新地的中心
Therefore, it also becomes the central theme, central fact of new heaven and new earth.
那有一件事情没有看到新耶路撒冷的实际的光景的时候。
Now there's a matter before we look into the actual reality of the new Jerusalem.
我又想弟兄姊妹们注意一个事实。
I also want brothers and sisters to pay attention to this fact.
你留意那个七位天使当中的那一位来对约翰怎么说的
？Now, if you pay attention to what that one of the seven angels said to John.
他说你到我这里。
He says, "Come here."
我要把心腹。
I will show thee the bride.
然后就说。就是羔羊的妻
And then it says it is the lamb's wife
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们要注意这里边的一个事实
We have to pay attention to the facts here
如果从历史的时间来说
Now if we look at the timeline in history
教会作为心腹那是一千年前的事
Now the church as the bride is 1,000 years ago
虽然这个是启示是意象
And even though this is a revelation, a vision
但是这个并不抹掉这个历史的过程的
But it should not wipe away the process in history
所以在这当时在新天新地来说到心腹的时候那是一千年前的事情
And so here when it speaks of the bride it is before the kingdom 1,000 years
那是主再来的时候的事情
it is the matter when the Lord will come
主再来提接教会的时候也就是让羔羊有条件娶心腹的时候
it is when the Lord shall return it qualifies for the lamb to receive the bride
那羔羊的婚序在19章
and so The wedding banquet of the lamb is in chapter 19.
那么羔羊的妻是在21章。
And the lamb's wife is in chapter 21.
那从历史的时间上来说当中就隔了一千多年。
And so in terms of the history, it is 1,000 years apart.
当然在意象里面你就没有这个时间的那个限制在哪里。
And of course in the vision, there is no restriction of time.
但是我一再提了
But I repeat again
虽然是意象但是并不抹杀那个历史的事实
Though it is a vision it does not take away the fact in history
所以当天使这样说的时候
So that when the angel says this,
我们就留意到一个事实。
We pay attention to one fact.
一经过了一千年的新的新的时间
，through a thousand years of time，
这一位羔羊的妻
，this lamb's wife，
仍然给称作新妇
，is still called a bride。
那弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你从这样的显明，你就看到一件事。
So from this expression, you can see one thing.
当然，最表面看的，你就是看到羔羊对教会的那一份爱情，没有因着时间的过去而有一点点的减少。
Of course, on the very surface, you can see not because of the passing of time, the love that the Lamb has toward the church did not decrease any bit.
一千多年前的时候是新妇。
Over a thousand years ago, it is the bride.
他现在仍旧用新妇的那个感觉来看他的教会。
Now he is still looking at his church with the feeling of a bride.
那因着这样的一个领会
，and because of this understanding，
我们晓得了。
Then we can understand.
以弗所书五章那边所说的那一句话的那个实际的意义。就让我们更多的掌握了。
Then we can even grasp more fully the true meaning of Ephesians chapter 5.
基督爱教会。
Christ loves the church.
为教会舍了自己。
And gave himself up for her.
而为要将教会带到圣洁没有瑕疵的这个光景。
In order to bring the church to this condition of holy without blemish.
把教会带到这个荣耀教会的地步。让教会归于他自己。
So the church can be led into a glorious condition to, unto himself.
那因此我们在神面前实在不得不俯伏下来敬拜我们的主。
And so before God, we cannot but bow and prostrate ourselves and worship our Lord.
因为我们不看教会历史，我们就没有话好说。
Because if we do not look at the church's history, we have nothing to say.
如果我们一看教会历史的时候，我们只能说一件事情。
But as we look into the history of the church, we can only say one thing.
教会蒙恩绝对不是教会本身配。
The church has received grace not because the church herself is worthy.
教会在主的带领的经历里面满了缺欠和亏欠。
But in the guidance of the Lord of the church is filled with her shortcoming and lack.
但是因着主爱教会。
But because the Lord loves the church,
乐意交出他自己。
And was willing to give up himself.
就叫教会从卑微成了尊贵。
So that the church from her lowly estate can become honorable.
从无有成了万有。
From having nothing to having all.
从不蒙纪念成了永远蒙纪念。
From having not being remembered to being forever remembered.
这是教会的经历。
That is the experience of the church.
也是我们的主他在教会身上所存的那一个心思。
That is also the heart that the Lord has upon the church.
那现在天使在那里告诉约翰说，
So now as the angel tells John,
你到我这里来，
Come here.
我要把羔羊的我要把新妇就是羔羊的妻指给你看。
I will show thee the bride, the lamb's wife.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed we thank God.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and sisters,
有还有一个事实在这里。
There's also another fact here.
我承认我说不清楚。
I confess I cannot state it clearly.
因为我还领会不清楚。
Because I cannot fully understand it.
但是我却看到一个结局。
But I do see a result.
这个结局是什么？
What is this result?
当羔羊迎娶教会的时候。
That is when the lamb receives the church.
教会成为基督的心腹没有错。
Now, there's no error that the church has become the bride of the Lamb.
但是教会在那一个时候却没有给称为新耶路撒冷。
But at the time, the church was not called the New Jerusalem.
那就是羔羊的心腹。
That is the Lamb's wife.
但到了新天新地的时候。
But now, in new heaven and new earth,
我们看到一件事情出现。
We can see one thing up here.
这一个称为羔羊的妻。
This Lamb's wife.
他就是新耶路撒冷。
She is the New Jerusalem.
也就是说,
That's also to say,
教会到了新天新地的时候,
as the church
教会就成了新耶路撒冷,
enters into New Jerusalem, New Heaven and Earth, she becomes the New Jerusalem.
那我们就是这个事实, 回头来看第一节。
And so from that fact, we return and look at verse 2.
第二节那里说, 我看见圣城, 新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven.
好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Prepare as a bride adorned for her husband.
那弟兄姊妹们，你看到这里有点很稀奇的事实没有？
And so, brothers and sisters, here, do you see something that is very amazing?
那么羔羊的婚娶，在二十一章以前，就是说在国度以前已经举行过了。
Now, the ceremony of the wedding of the Lamb has already been performed before chapter 21 and chapter 19.
已经成为新妇了。
Now the church has already become the bride.
稀奇的。
That what is amazing.
要等到新耶路撒冷出现的时候，才说到新妇装饰整齐。
But it's only when New Jerusalem appears, it describes to us it is a bride prepared, adorned for her husband.
那我们看19章。
Now, if we look at verse 19,
那说到那个新妇的时候，
when it speaks of that bride,
那你说新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就圣徒所行的衣。
And there it tells us, and the bride hath made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
十九章那里是羔羊婚娶的时候，已经说到新妇已经预备好了。
And so in chapter 19, when it talks about the bride, it says she has made herself ready.
但是等到新天新地的时候，又说新妇装饰整齐。
But now in chapter 21, when it talks about her again, it says that she has been adorned.
那这里面有些什么？事情呢?
And so amidst that, what is going on?
这两个地方提到预备都预备好了，那究竟是一样呢，还是有不同的光景呢？
And so in these two places, when it tells us that she has made herself ready, is it the same or different condition?
弟兄姊妹，千万不要这只是这个字句上的上面的那个表达。
Brothers and sisters, do not merely think this is only a different expression in the words.
是有一些属灵的实际在里头的。
Yes, there are some spiritual reality there.
如果我们从字句上面来看，
Now, we just look at the word,
你看到十九章所说的新妇的预备。
You can see the preparation of the bride in chapter 19.
新妇也自己预备好了。
And the bride have made herself ready.
是新妇自己去预备。
It is the bride herself making herself ready.
21章说到，就如新妇装饰整齐，就不是说新妇自己预备了。
But here in chapter 21 it says, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband is not the bride herself preparing.
那是说到新妇给装饰整齐了。
But it is a sense that the bride was adorned.
这个装饰整齐的那个结果就成了新耶路撒冷。
And the result of this being adorned, she became the New Jerusalem.
就是你看到这里面不一样的地方。
Brothers and sisters, do you see the difference here?
这的确是太大的一件。
Yes, this is indeed too great.
我承认我没有办法能很有把握地看准这里的事。
I confess, I do not have complete confidence in looking at this place accurately.
所以我就没办法能说得清楚。
So I cannot clearly say it.
因为这里边是牵涉到好些个问题。
Because within this there are many issues.
有些问题过去弄不清楚。
Some issues that have not been clear before.
现在弄清楚一点。
Now has been a little bit more clear.
但是没有完全弄清楚。
But yet not completely clear.
因为这个从新妇成了新耶路撒冷，这里边很有一些讲究了。
Because here, from the bride to being the New Jerusalem,that's a lot of details.
那弟兄姊妹记得吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, if you remember,
不能完接受一些弟兄们所说的，如果你不是一个得胜者，你不能进国度。
Though I cannot accept when the brethren ascribe to that, if you are not an overcomer, you cannot enter the kingdom.
我一直在主的话里面看到，进国度是凭借着生命。
When I've continued to see before the word of the Lord that to enter the kingdom is according to life.
得着国度或者说得着国度做赏赐，那是得胜者的份。
Now to gain the reward of, to gain the kingdom, that is the reward of an overcomer.
这是两件不同的事情。
That is two different things.
但是我们记得我们读福音书的时候，
But we remember as we read the gospel,
说到一些没有得胜的人，
it speaks of some who are not overcomers.
当然是 说到基督徒。
And of course, they're speaking of Christians.
他们会哀哭彻死的
that,
在国度的时候
that during the kingdom there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth
你看到一个地方啊还很严肃的说把那个仆人腰斩了
and there is even a place that is very severe it says that it would cut off the servant
你说当这样如果说腰斩人要死啊
Now if the servant was to be cut then that means he would die
那就是得不到救恩了
So that means he would not receive salvation
爱不确实
Now with weeping and gnashing of teeth
那是相通了
That is sorrowful
那不管是哪一个点你去看
So regardless of which point
我们都看到在国度的时候是有一些很对神的儿女来说是有一些很不简单的事会发生的。
To the children of God, yes, there would be some things that would happen that would not be very easy.
我绝对不以为救恩这个基础会废掉。
I do not think that this foundation of salvation would be done away with.
因为一说到国度的时候，那个是说到赏赐的问题。
Because when you speak of the kingdom, it speaks on the issue of reward.
那在国度的时候，你得不到赏赐，那当然你会。
And so, of course, during the kingdom, when you do not receive a reward, you will be very regretful. You will be very sorrowful. Because you see that God has prepared everything for us. Yeah, because of our own foolishness, we have lost our
life.
But originally, it was ours. Yeah, because of our own carelessness, we have lost this. And yes, this will cause man to be very difficult to take within their heart.
所以不管圣经里面说的是爱哭彻死也好，说的腰斩也好。
And so, regardless when the scriptures mention about the weeping and gnashing of teeth, that will be cut.
那一个失去国度的相同。
It speaks of that we have lost the kingdom, the sorrow of losing the kingdom.
但是失去国度不等于说你进不了国度。
But if you lost the kingdom, that does not mean you cannot enter into the kingdom.
当然有些弟兄他们以为是你得不到国度的赏赐，就是你不能进国度。
Of course, some brethren would interpret it as that if you lost the kingdom, you do not gain the reward of the kingdom, means you cannot enter the kingdom.
但是我们如果肯定国度是一个赏赐，
But if we are sure that the kingdom is a reward,
就只是一个享用的问题，而不是一个进入的资格。
That it is only a matter of enjoying and not an issue of entering.
那既然在福音书上面有这些一些话，
And so since these words are recorded in the Gospels,
这些话我们可以说到现在我们还是弄得不太明确的。
Then we can also say even those words were not completely clear today.
我说不太明确乃是说不是说没有这个事。
When I say it is not too clear, I'm not saying that that did not happen.
乃是我们不知道这些事情它怎么发生，怎么经过，怎么了结。
It is that we don't know how they take place, what is the process, and how it will end.
我们都知道那个结果一定是一个亏损。
We know, regardless, that result would be a loss.
但是那个过程是怎样？的确，我们没有足够的资料能明白。
But how the process goes, we do not have enough information to fully understand.
那所以当教会经过基督台前的审判，大体上来说，该清理的、该洁净的，都做好了。
And so, as the church goes through the judgment seat of Christ, what needs to be cleansed and purged should be done already.
但神儿子的那个荣耀和丰满，是不是就自动的就填补了那些原来给亏欠、霸占的？
But then the glory and richness of the Son of God automatically fill the lack, the void that was there done to the lack and the shortcoming. We have not read any scripture that tells us yes, that is the case or no, that is not the case.
所以这些又是留在我们的那个体会上面有好像灰色地带的那种光景。
And so with that, it seems to leave us some gray areas.
但是读到启示录这两处经文来做一个比较的时候，
But as we read Revelation in these two passages as a comparison，
也许会有一个这样的光景，
it could,
在国度的时候、发生。
It could be this possibility that this condition happens during the kingdom.
当然教会在国度里面是与基督一同掌权的。
And of course, during the kingdom, the church reigns with Christ.
有一些弟兄们他们是与主一同坐在宝座上作王。
And there are some brethren who sits on the throne to rule with Christ.
而其他不能与主一同坐宝座作王的，他们仍然在国度里面是站在一个掌权的地位上。
Now though there may be some brethren that cannot sit on the throne to reign with Christ, they are still in the level of the reign, the government in the kingdom.
来表达基督的权柄。
To manifest the authority of Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，我们晓得。
Now brothers and sisters, we understand.
一个表达权柄的人。
One who expresses authority.
这个人必须首先认识什么是权柄。
This individual must first understand what is authority.
不单是认识权柄。
Not only to know authority.
并且也是服在那个权柄的底下。
But also submits under that authority.
在这样的情形的底下，他才能发表权柄。
And only under that condition, then can that individual manifest the authority.
那我们从这个原则来推想，我明明说是推想，我不敢说是肯定的。
Now, I clearly say this is a thought, a theory that we can, under that principle, have.
那一千年的国度的里面，
Then throughout the kingdom of 1,000 years,
原来能与主一同掌权的，当然就是在表达基督的权柄到了一个很高的地步。
And of course those who reign with Christ then have reached a very high degree, a high level of manifesting Christ's authority.
就是其他的不能与主一同作王的是神的儿女们。
Now even the other children of God who cannot reign with Christ
也可以坐在国度里边执行基督的权柄的这样的实际的公用的里头。
Now even under the function of practically exercising the authority of Christ during the kingdom,
他们也学会了毫无保留的服权柄。
They have also learned to submit to authority without any reservation.
所以我有一个倾向，我不敢说他一定是这样，但是有这个倾向。
And so I do have this inclination, I dare not say this is the case.
为什么当新耶路撒冷要显出来的时候，
that's why that when New Jerusalem is to appear,
那么就说到她是装饰整齐了。
It speaks that she is adorned.
谁来装饰她呢？
And who adorns her?
怎么来装饰呢？
How is she adorned?
那和刚才我们所交通的那一个很非常有可能，
and so
是那样经过了。
It could be very possible in what we just shared, that is the process.
因为到了天使叫约翰来看，
because as the angel tells John to come and look at this fact,
他是这样说，
he says,
你来，我将心腹就是羔羊的妻子给你看。
Come here, I will show thee the bride, the lamb's wife.
心腹，
the bride,
那就说到基督与教会的感情。
The bride speaks of the love, the feeling of Christ and the church.
那是说到主那一面。
That speaks of the Lord.
羔羊的妻是注重在说到教会这一面。
But on the lamb's wife, the wife is emphasized upon the side of the church.
因为咱们记得现在的这一个羔羊的妻是已经装饰整齐的。
Now brothers and sisters, bear in mind now the lamb's wife, this wife has already been fully adorned. What does she use as her adornment?
弟兄姊妹，你读以弗所书第五章。
Brothers and sisters, if you read Revelation,
你读到那个丈夫跟妻子的关系的表达的时候，
Ephesians chapter 5, when you see how the relationship between the husband and wife is manifested,
也许就得到那一个答案了。
Then maybe we can have that answer.
因为在表达基督与教会的关系的那一个丈夫跟妻子的那个关系里头，
Because in describing the relationship of Christ and the church between the husband and the wife,
对妻子的做妻子的那个要求是非常重的放在服传柄。
Because in the emphasis of the requirement of the wife, it is very much focus emphasizing on submitting to authority.
明明说妻子的要顺服丈夫。
Wife, submit yourself to your husband.
如同顺服主。
As you submit to the Lord.
那经书你就看到。
Brothers and sisters, there you can see.
现在教会来到主面前的时候。
So as the church comes before the Lord.
已经再没有带着任何一点点的悖逆了。
There is no more any bit of rebellion.
也不带着任何一点点的走迷了。
There is not a bit of going astray.
就是你留意教会历史的时候。
Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to the history of the church.
教会是不住的在那里带着悖逆。活在主的面前。
You can continue to see that the church lives before the presence of the Lord with rebellion.
不住的在主面前走迷。
And continues to go astray before the Lord.
许许多多的道理、工作、理想、经历来代替主。
To use so much of the idea, the experience, the work to take the place of the Lord.
发生这些事情那个根本的原因在哪里
And so the very basic reason for those things to take place
因为教会没有看到教会来到主的面前只能做一件事
It is that the church did not see that when they come before the presence of the Lord they can only do one thing
就是顺服基督
That is to submit to Christ
那弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters
现在到了新耶路撒冷显出来的时候
Now as New Jerusalem is manifested
教会给带到一个地步完完全全就是主所要的那个光景
The church is brought to a condition which is completely the condition which the Lord desires
主把他所有倾倒给教会
The Lord has completely poured out all he has to the church
教会也毫无保留的顺服基督
And the church without any withholding submits to Christ
那所以当天使跟他说到你来我把心腹指给你看就是羔羊的妻
And so as the angel says come here I will show thee the bride the lamb's wife
那结果呢
The result
约翰就给圣灵感动就让天使带他到一个又高又大的山
The John is moved and led by the angel to a high and great mountain
那在那个山上面天使就指给他看从天而降的那个新耶路撒冷
And on that mountain the angel points to him the new Jerusalem which comes out of heaven
我们感谢神
We thank God
现在我们要开始看这个圣城新耶路撒冷
Now we have to look into this holy city the new Jerusalem
就是这个已经预备整齐的羔羊的妻
And it is thislamb's wife who has been prepared and adorned
那一说到这个城的时候
and when we mention about this city
就说
it says
城中有神的荣耀城的光辉如同极贵的宝石好像比玉明如水晶
having the glory of God and her light was like unto a stone most precious even like a jasper stone clear as crystal
这个是一般性的描写新耶路撒冷
that is a general description of the new Jerusalem
他说这个新耶路撒冷里面充满的是神的荣耀
It says that this new Jerusalem is filled with the glory of God
里面除了神的荣耀以外什么都没有
Now within this outside of the glory of God there is nothing else
就是神的自己在那里
It is God himself there is the glory and honor of God
在这个城的里面
In this city
一点卑贱的事物都没有
There is nothing base
全都是神的荣耀的发表
It is completely the manifestation of the glory of God
来说到新耶路撒冷
That is the general speaking of New Jerusalem
那为什么这个城能给带到这个地步呢
And why is it that this city has been able to come to this condition
为什么神的荣耀完全成了这个城的内容呢
Why is it then that the glory of God has completely become the content of the city
以致这一个城的那个光辉啊好像极贵的宝石好像比玉明如水晶
That the light of the city was like unto a stone most precious even like a jasper stone clear as crystal
那弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters pay attention
这里提到城的光辉好像如同的时候
Here when it says her light was like
用了几个名几个的形容词
It uses several descriptions
第一个是极贵的宝石
One is a stone most precious
第二个是好像比喻
Second one is like a jasper stone
第三个是明如水晶
The third is clear as crystal
第三个的形容词
Now these three adjectives
形容词们
Brothers and sisters,
我们就如果凭着字句量读，我们只是给上面的那个尊贵 来吸住，就没有细细的去留意怎么个珍贵法。
Now if we just look at the word itself, then we're just captured by the honor, yet we have not delved into it to see the detail how it is honorable.
但是你细细去留意的时候，
But if you pay attention in detail,
这三样事情是不能调和在一起的。
Now these three things, they cannot be harmonious together.
一个是极贵的宝石。
One is a stone most precious.
那极贵的宝石
A stone most precious
在底下我们看到十二种宝石
Later we can see 12 precious stones
那这些都是极贵的宝石
Now there are stones most precious as well
但是不管它是哪一种
So regardless of which one
连金刚钻都包括在里头
And it also
钻石也包括在里头
It also includes for us the diamond
它都不可能是透明的。
It cannot be clear.
当然，它不能像碧玉。
Of course, it cannot be like jasper.
如果就是像碧玉
，even as jasper，
我们就晓得那是翠绿色的玉石。
We know that is a stone that is green.
不管它怎么名贵
，no matter how precious it is，
它不能像水晶。
It cannot be clear as crystal.
它不能透明的。
It cannot be clear.
透明的你没办法知道它是碧玉。
If it is clear, you cannot know it is jasper.
如果是碧玉的，他们就没有办法说它是水晶。
Now if it's jasper, you cannot say it is crystal.
这三种情形啊，都不能调在一起的。
And so these three conditions cannot be mixed together.
但是在这个地方
，But here,
圣灵记录上来的那个事实是说
，What the Holy Spirit records is the fact.
新耶路撒冷城的光辉啊
，The light of the New Jerusalem.
就如同极贵的宝石
It is like a stone most precious
又好像碧玉
Also like a jasper stone
又明如水晶
Clear as crystal
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
如果你从字句上面来看
If you look at the word itself
可能发生这些
You say this cannot happen
没有这样的事情
This cannot happen
找不到这样的物质
Because you cannot find such material
感谢主
We thank the Lord
找不到这样的物质
Yes, you cannot find such material
但这里所说的就不是物质
But here what it's mentioning is not materialistic
我们留意到是如同
So
不是是
it shows us it is like
它像但却不是
It is not but it is like it
它像什么呢
How is it like
就像这些东西的那样名贵
It is like these things that is as precious
就像这样东西的那样艳丽
It is as beautiful as these things
像这些东西的那样的 明亮
It is as clear as these things
但却不是这些东西
But yet not those things
那弟兄姊妹们这是什么
So brothers and sisters what is that
我们感谢神
We thank God
如果你要用物质的那观念来看这个新耶路撒冷
Now you're using a materialistic view to look at this new Jerusalem
我们一定看不懂的
We cannot understand
因为你根本找不到这样的材料
Because you cannot find such materials
但是神的话是这样的指出新耶路撒冷
But the word of God points out New Jerusalem in this way Then we know
神的灵是借着这些物质的那些特点来表达这个城的那个属灵的意义
Then the Spirit of God is using the special characteristics of these things to tell us of the spiritual meaning of the city
说到这个城它是极贵有极贵的 极贵的那个 价值也极尊誉极尊贵的那种性质
Here when it speaks of the city it is most honorable most precious
为什么
Why
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们应该知道的
We should know
因为这个城市神儿子自己买回来的
Because the city is purchased by the son of God himself
是神的儿子自己作为代价把它买回来的
That is the son of God himself who has become a ransom to purchase this and so it's most precious
我们读马太福音就说到一个做买卖的人寻找好珠子寻到了那个珠子、就把他所有的都卖掉去买那个珠子
And so when we look at Gospel according to Matthew when one who seeks a precious jewel when he finds it he'll sell all that he has to obtain that precious jewel
在这里我们看到这个
Here we can see that fact
这个新耶路撒冷显明在那里
This new Jerusalem is manifested there
原来是用神儿子做代价买回来
That she is purchased by the ransom of the Son of God
没有 任何的事物能表达得出神儿子的代价是多少。
That not anything can manifest how great the ransom, the price of the Son of God is.
所有的物质，宇宙里头的物质加起来也不能与神儿子相等的。
All the material of this universe added together, the sum of that cannot even equal the Son of God himself.
但神就是用着这样的一个价值把我们这些人买回来，来造成新耶路撒冷。
But that describes and uses these materials, to build the New Jerusalem.
又好像比喻。
It is like a jasper stone.
那为什么是比喻呢？
Now why is it like a jasper stone? Later when it mentions about the 12 precious stones,
其中的一种。
Jasper is one of them.
虽然是排在第一。
Though it is first,
但是也是十二。十二种宝石当中的一种。
But it is also one of the 12 precious stones.
为什么这里说比喻呢？
Why is it here mentioning about, like a jasper stone?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们了解到。
We can understand.
比喻在性质上边来说是相当的坚硬的。
Now jasper in itself is very hard and strong.
但是重点还不在这个它的性质的坚硬。
But the emphasis is not only on the, how solid the stone is.
是在它的那种颜色。
But it's in the color of the stone.
因为底下提到十二种宝石就是十二种颜色。
Because later when it mentions about 12 precious stones, it talks about the 12 different colors.
比喻就说到特别重的是重在它的颜色。
Now, in the jasper, it is emphasized on the color.
一就是绿了。
Now, on the color, it is green.
那绿色就是生命的颜色了。
Now green is the color of life.
并且是生命丰盛的颜色了。
It is the color of the fullness of life.
因此你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
大体上的来说。
Generally speaking.
这个城很尊贵。
The city is very honorable.
是神儿子的，是神儿子整个的来把它买回来的。
That it is the Son of God himself who has purchased the city.
但是这个城的性质呢
What, and the nature of the city
那就是这个生命的表达
It is the expression of life
并且是表达的非常的坚强
And it is the expression of a very full and strong life
也就是说
That's also to say
除了生命以外
Aside from life
没有其他的成分在那里
There's no other substance there
It was,这个生命就是神的儿子
Because this life is the Son of God
我们感谢神
We thank God
我们看到新耶路撒冷那一个时候
When we see the New Jerusalem at that time
经过基督台前的审判
Has gone through the judgment seat of Christ
经过国度时期的磨练
Has gone through the training of the kingdom
教会就给带到这样的一个地步
Now the church has been led to this state
不仅是尊贵
not only honorable
的宝石
not only a precious stone
不只是比喻
not only a jasper stone
同时
but also
明如水晶
clear as crystal
透亮的
it is apparent, transparent
没有任何的掺杂的
there is no mixture
完全明透的
it is completely clear
一有掺杂
if there is a mixture
水晶就有污点了。
Then there would be a blemish in the crystal.
啊，就不算是好的了。
It would not be considered as good.
好的水晶是完全那个瑕疵都没有的。
Now fine crystal has no blemishes at all.
杂质也没有。
There's no mixture of any.
透亮的。
It is completely clear.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
教会被带到这样的一个地步。
Now the church is brought to this condition. Now pay attention to these things.
教会是透亮的。
Now the church is transparent.
这个透亮就把它里面的生命的那一个实际就没有隐藏。
And so then, the practicality, reality of this life, the fullness of this life is not hidden.
而生命没有隐藏所表达的那个就是神儿子的自己。
And the fullness of this life that is not hidden manifests as the life of the Son of God that is completely full of the life of the Son of God. Now this is the general description of the New Jerusalem.
那么然后就开始比较细致一点的 去描写了。
And then it will go into more of a descriptive detail of the city.
在没有看到底下的那一些事情以前。
And before we look into the events, the matters ahead.
我想弟兄姊妹们注意，在描写这个新耶路撒冷里边有一个数字。
Now I think brothers and sisters can take note there's a number in this description that is outstanding.
中文圣经有两个地方把它翻成文字上我们可以领会的现象。
In the Chinese translation, we can understand that from the wording that is translated from Chinese.
但是这样我们领会的那个现象，却把神在这里要表达的心意摸掉了。
But yet, in that translation, even though we can comprehend the phenomenon of it, yet has taken away the heart of God in using those words.
有些英文的版本也把它变创换成读英文的人能明白的现象。
Now it also is translated in the English translation that it will be easier to understand in English.
这是让人明白的一个现象，却失去了神在那里要表达的那一个意思。
Now that is a picture, a phenomenon that's easier for man to understand, but yet has lost.The meaning that God wants to express.
Now, 弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
在新耶路撒冷的里头，神一直用十二这个数字来记录新耶路撒冷。
Now, in the description of the New Jerusalem, God continues to use this number 12 to describe it.
你看到有十二个门。
There's 12 gates.
有十二位天使
There are 12 angels
有十以色列十二个支派的名字
There are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel
有十二个根基
There are 12 foundations
根基上有十二个使徒的名字
And in them the names of the 12 apostles
然后按照中文圣经来说呢底下有十二个宝石
And then according to the Chinese translation there are 12 precious stones
那我们光是留意这么许多个十二，你就知道这个十二在这里是很突出的一个数字。
And so with all these numbers of 12, then you know that 12 is a very outstanding number here.
但是有两个地方也是十二的。
But there are also two places that are also 12.
但是这个翻译就把它变成另外的一个事实。
But yet in the translation, it translates to another term.
那是哪里呢？
Where is that?
那是十六节。
That is verse 16.
共有四千里。
When it measures the city that is 12,000 furlongs.
比如说你听他念英文圣经，你就听到那边就不是四千里。
And so in the English translation, it's not just in the Chinese, it's 4,000 miles.
那里是十二千的那跑马的说那个什么furlongs.比赛
，and so
那个 furlong 是一个英是英不应该不单是英国人用的那个度量衡，但是在原文里边是用另外一个字，但是这跟那个英国的那个 furlong 是同一个长度。
And so that measurement in the original language is a different word, but the measurement is the same as a furlong, and so it uses 12,000 furlongs.
十二千。
12,000.
十二千就是一万二千画廊。
And so 12,000 furlongs.
那翻成中文呢，那就四千里。
And so in the Chinese translation is 4,000 miles.
十二了。
So you do not see the word 12.
有一些英文的版本呢，把它翻成七十二个什么，我忘了，反正就不是，反正就不是十二千。
And so in another English translation, it's not 12,000 furlongs, it's 72 other measurements.
那这是第一个地方。
That's the first place.
另外就是那个墙。
And then the second place is the city wall.
共有144轴，那是17节。
It's verse 17 when it's translated as 144 cubits.
144轴。
Now 144 cubits.
那一百四十四肘是什么？
Now what is 144 cubits?
是十二个十二倍。
It is 12 cubits.
一百四十四就是十二的十二倍。
Now 144 cubits is 12 cubits.
从钉子里看到。
Now brothers and sisters, you see.
说到这个新耶路撒冷的时候，一直在那里突出十二的这个数字。
This one is.Talks about the New Jerusalem, this number is outstanding, which is 12.
那是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹都知道的。
Brothers and sisters, you all know.
像这样突出这个十二，整本圣经只有这个地方。
When it stands out, this number 12 so much is only here in this place.
只有这一段的经文里面，那么接二连三的就把那个十二吃出来。
That this number 12 is repeated so many times.
很显然。
Very apparently.
因此我们一再都提到，十二是神的拣选。
Now that we have made mention before, 12 is the choice of God.
那如果在这里那么许许多多的记载都突出那个十二。
And so here in all these recordings, that number 12 stands out so much.
那非常明显就是说出。
So very apparently it tells us,
整个新耶路撒冷是神的怜悯拣选人的那一个结果。
The entire city of the New Jerusalem is the choice of God through His mercy.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得。
Now, brothers and sisters, we understand.
12就是神拣选的数字。
12 is the number of God's choosing.
十二个使徒，
12 apostles,
拣选的。
The Lord chose them.
十二个支派，神拣选的。
God chose the 12 tribes.
那这十二都一直说出神的拣选。
And so these numbers, 12 speaks of the choice of God.
但神的拣选是根据什么？
But what is the choice of God based
upon? 当然我们知道。
Of course we know.
神的拣选是根据神的预先的看见。
That the choice of God is through His predestination.
神知道这些在十二里边的人啊，会与神有正常的关系。
It is through his foreknowledge he foresees that these 12 people will have a normal relationship with him.
所以神就拣选他们。
So God chose them.
但是这个并不是全貌。
But that is not the complete picture.
那个全貌，你要看见那个全貌。
In order to realize the full picture,
你必须先留意到。
You must first see.
神拣选的那个根据在哪里？
Where is the foundation of God's choosing?
神拣选的那个根据是在神的怜悯。
The foundation of God's choosing is His mercy.
是在神的同情。
It is in His compassion.
如果没有神的怜悯，没有神的同情。
Without God's mercy and compassion.
没有神的体恤。
Without His love.
人怎样去拣选神，也不会蒙拣选。
No matter how man chooses God, he will not be chosen.
因为没有路。
Because there is no way.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
他用他的怜悯做人蒙拣选的路。
He uses his mercy as the path for man to be chosen.
所以那些寻求神的人，他们就有了被拣选的那个条件。
So those who choose God, they have a way to be chosen by God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
整个的救赎的计划。
The entire plan of salvation.
乃是透因着神的怜悯而透过神的拣选来完成。
It is by the mercy of God through His choosing that has been completed.
我们实在没有话讲。
Indeed, we have nothing to say.
因为按照我们不说新耶路撒冷那么大的一件事。
Now we won't speak of such a great thing as the New Jerusalem.
我们说我们在救恩里边蒙拣选。
Even as we speak on ourselves as we are chosen in salvation.
没有一点一滴是因着我们这些人配有资格。
There's not one little bit that is based upon our worthiness.
我们都不配。
We're not worthy.
我们都没有资格。
We're not qualified.
但是神的怜悯显明的时候。
But when God's mercy is manifested.
他越过我们的配，越过我们的所有，来成全在我们的身上。
He surpasses our worthiness, what we have to accomplish.His will upon us.
这救恩是这样。
It is that way with our salvation.
成全我们在他的永远的旨意里面也是这样。
It is also the same way as He perfects us in His eternal will.
许多人以为是我们的热心，我们对神有一份很高的感情，所以神不得不
So many would feel it is because of my zeal, my great love for God, that He must complete what He is to do upon me. Brothers and sisters, no. If God does not have mercy, now if God does not have that compassion, even if we do more, we will not be remembered by God. It is because our God is a merciful God. He is a compassionate God. So that all we do can be remembered before Him. We thank the Lord. Because of God's mercy, at the very end,
we can see.
We can see that we're able to become the very manifestation of God's glory. It is all completely because of God's mercy. Now, when we pay attention to this 12, now we'll just pay a little bit more attention tonight.
我们读启示录读到这里的时候，会引起我们一个新的认识上的难处。
Now when we read Revelation to this point, then it will lead us to an issue that is hard for us to understand.
那究竟新耶路撒冷是不是只是新约的教会？
Now is the New Jerusalem only the church in the New Testament,
并不包括旧约的圣徒,
and it does not include the saints in the Old Testament.
有人读圣经,
some when they read the Bible,
他们读到第四章的时候,
when they read chapter 4,
不是读到天上有24个长老吗?
Did they not read that there are 24 elders in heaven?
这些弟兄们就读出这个是
And so these brethren interpret that the 24 elders are 12 elders from the Old Testament, 12 from the New Testament, so when you put them together, it's a very complete package that God desires.
不过我个人感觉可能那二十四长老跟新约旧约没有什么关联。
But I personally feel that the 24 elders does not have any connection with the Old or the New Testament.
因为他们原来就是天上的长老。
Because they are elders originally in heaven.
在创世以前他们就已经在那里。
That they were there before the foundation of the world.
不然的话那旧约的时候天上只有十二个。
Otherwise then,there would be only 12 elders in heaven in the Old Testament. And then when the church appears in the New Testament, then there will be 12 more elders in heaven. If we look at it that way, it would be very hard to convince men. Because that is very apparent, it is the principality in heaven. It is the four living beings.It is heavenly. 24 elders.
天上的,
it is heavenly.
数不过来的天使, 天上的,
the numerous angels uncountable, it is heavenly.
但是到了新耶路撒冷的时候,
but in New Jerusalem,
那究竟旧约的人包括不包括在里头呢?
Then in fact, does it contain any individuals from the Old Testament?Because there are two places that will cause us to have this issue.
一个就是新耶路撒冷本身有十二个门，门上写着以色列十二个支派的名字。
One area is that there are 12 gates in the New Jerusalem with the names written there on which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
另外一个地方就是上礼拜周末我们的弟兄在这里交通的时候 引用到的
and the other is what our brother shared as he used last week
就是希伯来书十一章末了的那一句话。
That is the last words in chapter 11 of Hebrews.
说到那是旧约的圣徒们。
When it speaks of the saints in the Old Testament,
他们都在仰望一个家乡。
That they're looking for a country.
所以末了的时候就说。
It says at the end.
若不叫他们与我们要叫他们若不叫他们与我们同德就不完全，这是中文的翻译。
That's in the Chinese translation, that if they were without us should not be made perfect.
那里头提到既然他们要跟我们一同德还是完全。
And so in the Chinese translation, if they were to gain it with us, then they will be perfected.
那所以新耶路撒冷应该他们也有份。
And so then in the New Jerusalem, they should also have a portion.
那弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们首先要肯定的，
We must first be assured,
就是谁是羔羊的妻？
That is who is the lamb's wife.
那决定了这个大前提。
Now if that is the prelude that we're clear on,
我们才去领会为什么有十二个支派的名字，为什么说他们若不与我们同德就不能完全。
Then we'll come to have an understanding why there would be 12 gates with the 12 tribes of Israel written on it, and why that if they do not gain it with us, they cannot be perfected.
除非我们说
unless we say,
教会是把旧约的圣徒都包括进来，那就没有话讲。
Unless we say that the church also includes the saints in the Old Testament, then we don't need to speak on that anymore.
如果说教会只是主钉十字架以后，从五旬节圣灵降临才开始。
Now we say that the church is only after theOf our Lord was crucified and the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost,
那旧约的圣徒就不能包括在里头。
Then the saints in the Old Testament cannot be included in the church.
我个人是主张后者。
I personally ascribe to the latter theory.
教会是指着五旬节圣灵降临以后一直到主回来前那些蒙恩得救的。
Now the,
总体
Now the church is the sum of those who have been saved by grace after the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and before the Lord returns.
因为这样的一个事实，圣经的印证是比较明显的。
Because that is more clearly confirmed by the scriptures.
那既然教会只是新耶路撒冷只是新约的教会。
Now, if the church is only the saints in the New Testament,
那为什么那个城门却有十二个支派的名字？
Why is it then the 12 gates have the 12 names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel?
那我们就要找出那个原因来了。
Then we have to find out the very reason.
提到城门的时候，
When you mention about the gate,
就先是说到城墙。
First you mention about the walls.
那城墙的尺寸我们不是，现在先不说。
Now we won't go into the measurement of the city walls.
就说到城墙。
Just the city wall.
那这城墙在墙上面有十二个门。
Now upon this wall there are 12 gates.
那现在我们就来注意了。
So now we have to pay attention.
城墙是说出什么？
What does the city wall speak of?
我们从以赛亚书上面很明显的看到。
From Isaiah we can clearly see.
城墙是说到救恩。
The city wall speak of salvation.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就看到，
therefore you can see brothers and sisters,
新耶路撒冷那个城墙把这个城团团的围起来。
Now the city walls in this new Jerusalem surround the city.
那为什么要围起来呢？
Now why do you need to surround the city?
那如果城墙的那个表明乃是说到救恩的话，
Now if the city walls speak of salvation,
这不是很清楚的告诉我，
doesn't that very clearly tell us?
新耶路撒冷就是在救恩范围里的人所组成的。
Then the very fact that New Jerusalem is made up of those who are in salvation,
那你必须要进到救恩的里边，你才能成为耶路撒冷的组成。
Now only when you entered into salvation, then you can be the city which is formed.
弟兄姊妹，你可以从这个以赛亚书的那个想想看，以赛亚书的第十二章。
Now you can have a reference in Isaiah chapter 12.
哦，对，对不起，对不起，不是十二章，十六章。
It's Isaiah chapter 16.
在十六章的第一节。
Now Isaiah chapter 16 verse 1.
你还可以看到。
You can see.
你又可以在以赛亚书的六十章。
You can also see in Isaiah chapter 60.
十八节。
Verse 18.
你可以看到。
You can see.
城墙就是说到那个拯救，就是说到那个救恩。
You can see that the city wall speaks of that deliverance, speaks of the salvation.
那好了，现在。
And so now,
在这个救恩的范围里
，in this, boundary wall of salvation,
有十二个门。
There are 12 gates.
十二个门呢
？In these 12 gates,
每边有三个。
There are 3 gates.
因为这个城是四方的。
Now because this, city is a square, so there are 3 gates on each side of the wall.
写着以色列十二个支派的名字。
And the gates, the names written thereon are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
写着以色列十二个支派的名字。
So brothers and sisters, why are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel written on it?
如果写着十二个支派的名字的话，那应当旧约的圣徒们也该可以是耶路撒冷。
And so if their names are written on it, then the saints in the Old Testament should also form the city. But here does not even go into detail for us.
说门上有十二个支派的名字。
But it only tells us that on the gate there are written the 12 tribes of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
圣经里面说到门，如果是牵连到神的永远的旨意的话，
We know that in the scriptures when it talks about gate and it is connected with the eternal will of God,
那就说到救恩的门。
It speaks of the door, the gate of salvation,
那只有基督自己。
That only Christ himself,
那只有神儿子自己。
That only the Son of God himself,
但这里十二个门。
But here are 12 gates,
不是一个门。
Not one.
如果是一个门，问题又明白。
If it's one, it's very clear.
那这里十二个门。
But 12.
那既然是十二个门
Now it's 12 gates
又是写着以色列的名字
And also the names of Israel written on
你说以色列的十二支派不能在不是里边的主城
Now if you say the 12 tribes of Israel are not inside the city
就好像说不过去
It seems like you cannot get by with that
你说他们也是里面的组成
But you say they also form the city
在这里上却没有印证
But here you have no confirmation
所以做难就做难在这里
And so that is why it's difficult
但究竟十二个支派的名字写在门上是什么意思
But in fact what is the meaning of the names of the 12 tribes been written on
我们感谢神
We thank God
如果我们细细地留意
Now if we pay attention in detail
我们留意提到这一个城门和这个城墙的时候
When it mentions about the city gate and the city wall
就是说提到与城墙有关的那一些事物的时候
When it mentions about the matter that has to do with the city wall
就提到门
It speaks of the gate
提到根基
It speaks of the foundation
好了那我们留意到了
Now then we can take note
这些都是和这个城墙有关联了
Now it,These things have to do with the city wall.
与这个神的救恩是有关联。
And so these things, the gates and the foundation have to do with the city wall, the salvation.
第一
First,
有十二个天使。
There are 12 angels.
然后门上有十二个支派的名字。
And then there are the names of the 12 tribes.
然后有十二个使徒做根基。
And then the 12 apostles as the foundation.
那弟兄姊妹你看到了。
Now brothers and sisters.
这个提出这个十二的
You can see this is the order of the 12.
为什么城门上面有天使
Why is it in the city gate there's the angels?
我们要看到希伯来书第一章
Now we have to see Hebrews chapter 1.
说到天使的功用
When it speaks of the function of the angels.
最幕后的那一节
At the very last verse.
说到天使
It speaks of the angels.
岂不是为那些接受救恩的人效力的吗
It says there of the angels are they not our ministering spirits
那这里就给我们看到
Now brothers and sisters there we can see the angels there
那是表达
It is to speak of
蒙恩的人他们起头是与天使的功用有关系
The ones who are saved by grace at the beginning have a connection with the function of angels
那这样我们马上就会留意到了
So now we can take note then.
救恩的传开
the spread of salvation.
先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
First it is the Jews and then the Scythians.
然后你就看见十二个使徒出来。
And then you can see the 12 apostles.
教会的建造就有根基。就有根基了。
Then you can see there's the foundation for the church.
哦，这里十二个支派的名字写在门上。
Here the names of the 12 tribes are written on the gate.
那很明，如果我们看到这一系列都是在那里记录那个救恩的成全的过程的话。
And so here we see the series of 12 being recorded as the perfection of salvation.
先是天使的工作。
First, it is the work of the angel.
犹太人的发表。
And then the manifestation of the Jews.
然后教会的建立。
And then the establishment of the church.
所以在这个地方。
So here.
非常可能是给我们看见教会的历史，或者说教会建造的过程的记录。
Very possibly, it shows us the history of the church or the process of the building of the church.
是借助这连串的事实来完成的。
It is through this series of events that it is completed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
教会就是基督的心腹。
That the church is the bride of Christ.
他们成为心腹以前。
Before they become the bride.
他承受天使为他们效力。
That they have been ministered by the angels.
也经历犹太人把福音带进来。
They also experienced that the Jews have brought in the gospel.
再加上十个使徒在那里做基础。
And also add on the 12 apostles as the foundation.
教会的建造就有了明确的那个过程了。
Then the building of the church has a very clear process.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到这一切。
When we see all this,
全都是在神的怜悯的底下来成全。
It is all accomplished under the mercy of God.
所以越看到新耶路撒冷的时候，我们越要俯伏在神的面前说，我们不配，神啊，你实在是完全的抬举了我们。
We can see then how unworthy we are before God, that He has indeed exalted us and perfected us.
And
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
上礼拜我们才比较详细的来看看里边的那个内容所表达的新耶路撒冷的光景。
Next week we'll go into more detail and look at the contents that describe New Jerusalem.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.